Next item on the agenda, item 16, public hearing pertaining to licensing of fixed fishing devices. One, two, three. There we go.
Okay, thank you. This is an item that you requested go to public hearing last month. It was advertised. We did at that time indicate that the system needed some revamping for the way that Regulation 20 administers to the fixed fishing devices, and the problem has been that the regulation does require for pound nets that you set and fish those devices each year. We've had very many difficulties with weather-related events. The reason this came to you last month was there was a weather event, severe weather, on Bayside Eastern Shore, which was going to prevent pound netters from getting their gear set or fish. They would lose those licenses. They're long-time licensees in the fishery, very productive over time. Last night, we heard from the Western Shore a little more information in that I think the gentleman here last night indicated there were 11 stands which were damaged in August. Was it August? In August, that you know, they didn't feel that they'd get the opportunity to set or fish either. What staff had asked for, or at least recommended last month, was to work with FMAC and try and come up with a solution to this. I think the solution has to consider that there are three different aspects to this issue. One is there's a cap on the number of licenses at 161, unless you're fishing catfish pounds way upriver. The second issue is that there is a gray trout exemption to pound nets, where they have to lay away or forfeit a certain amount of licenses depending on how many licenses they have. So if they have two licenses, one of those is forfeited for the season, which is just under 12 months, and the other one is fished. And as you escalate in the number of licenses you have, the more licenses you have to forfeit. So that complicates things as well. The other complication is there also is interest in this fishery. And each year, we've seen as many as 10 vacant locations come up for licensing to no vacant locations in the last 10 years or so. But there is interest. There are people who want to get into the fishery despite everything you know or you've heard about the expense involved, the overhead, the manpower, and just, you know, what type of fishery this is. It has been a declining fishery, but nonetheless, staff thinks that if someone wants to get in the fishery, they should still have that opportunity, which might be prevented if the commission simply says, don't worry about setting your nets at all or getting your licenses. If you were here, you're going to be here in perpetuity. So initially, FMAC last night had just a few ideas. One is that you perhaps set and fish one out of 3 years. That's just a starting point for us. Next FMAC, you know, we will be able to address it a little more in detail. But for today, the staff recommendation is that you waive the current requirement for pound net licensees to set and fish their pound nets in 2008 in order to maintain their license eligibility and their priority status for that location in 2009. This is very similar to what you did from 2004 through 2007.
Thank you, Rob. Any questions of Rob?
And this is a public hearing.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Rob. This matter is a public hearing open to the public. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter? Public hearing is now closed. Matters before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to take staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Schick, seconded by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Thanks, Rob.
Yes, sir.